Right, time for a random act of kindness. Let's do it. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Scott.
Now, this is about one of your best mates, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, who's that?
It's my best friend, Leanne.
Right. What's been happening?
Basically, she's had a pretty tough time just lately. We went on holiday together last year in September. She had found a lump in her throat, and she went to the doctors about it. She went into hospital and had an operation on her throat to remove part of the thyroid, the part where the lump was, and a couple of weeks later, she got told she had cancer of the throat.
Whoa. That's been quite a shock.
It was, yeah.
So, what's happening now?
She went into hospital a couple of weeks ago and had 4 days of intensive radiotherapy, which meant she was in isolation for 4 days and she wasn't allowed any visitors. She's basically allowed no contact with the outside world. She was like a bit like a caged animal, to be honest.
So she was totally isolated?
Yeah, she was on an isolation unit on her own and nobody was allowed in or out, really. It was just her on her own.
What, so you weren't allowed to see her or anything?
We weren't allowed to see her, no. We were allowed to pop our head around the door and say hello at times. But that was all. Nobody was allowed in with her because of the volume of the radiotherapy.
That's quite hard, because all you kind of want to do in that situation is give someone a hug, really, don't you?
Exactly, yeah. We all just wanted to cuddle her. We were allowed to phone her because she had a phone in a ward. We were allowed to speak to her on the phone, but obviously it's not the same as giving her a cuddle and telling her you love her.
So how long ago was that?
Probably about a month ago she had the radiotherapy.
Right. And you said that also during this time she split up with her long-term partner as well?
She split up with him last year, yeah. He moved to America. So obviously, after being with somebody for a long time, it's quite hard on you anyway.
Yeah.
But to have it all come at once was just a shock for everybody, really.
So it's just been one thing after another, really, since
last
year?
That's right, yeah. She hasn't had a good time.
Yeah. So what's the situation now?
She's going into hospital next week. She's got an appointment with a consultant, and he'll basically tell her there and then if the cancer spread or if it's gone. But she's gone back to work and, like, plodding through it, really.
Mm. How is she generally at the moment?
She has bad days. I think she seems to always worry about how other people are feeling rather than herself.
Yeah. But obviously this is the most worrying time because it's just the uncertainty, really, isn't it?
That's it, yeah. And it's difficult because you don't know how to react around her. You want to be yourself, but you've always got a thought in the back of your mind that she is poorly, and you feel like wrapping her in cotton wool, really, but obviously you can't do that.
And it's hard because you don't know whether to celebrate because it's gone or what, you know, whether to kind of prepare yourself for what's going to happen next.
That's right. Hopefully, all being well, it'll all be gone and it'll be a chapter she can close, but she's just had such a harsh few months. It's been so difficult for her.
So you just want to kind of tell her that you love her, really, and...
That's it, yeah. I just want her to know how much I care and that I'll always be here for her, whatever happens.
So you say she's back at work now, Leanne, yeah?
She is. She's gone back recently.
Okay. And obviously, when do we get the results?
Tuesday, next Tuesday.
Okay, cool. Right, so in the meantime, to kind of take her mind off all that, it'd be quite good if we had one of our random acts of kindness, really, wouldn't it?
It would be lovely, yeah.
Which is why you contacted us in the first place.
I did, yeah.
Right, okay. There is, as always, something I can do.
Brilliant.
All right?
Yeah.
Right, we'll give her a call after this, okay?
Thank you.
One. Right, 10 to 5. So, we've just been speaking to Tracy. Hi.
Hi.
And she's best mates with Leanne. Leanne has had not a good time over the last 6 months. They were on holiday together last year, and Leanne found that she had a lump in her throat. Since then, she's had major surgery to get the lump removed, and after the surgery, she was told that she actually had cancer. She split with a long-term partner as well on top of all that, and she's now had some radiotherapy treatment. That was about a month ago. That's right, isn't it, Tracy?
That's right, yeah.
And during that time, she was placed in an isolation unit, which is really hard for them both because they weren't even allowed to see each other. So it's just been a really hard time for Leanne lately, and Tracy's been on just to say that now Leanne's gone back to work, and while she's still waiting for her results, it'd be really nice if we could do something a bit special on Radio 1 for Leanne. That's right, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
So, I think we should give her a call. What do you say?
That'll be great, yeah.
She's at work now, yes?
She should be, yeah.
Right, okay. I'll give her a call on the number you gave me, all right?
Thanks, Scott.
Wait there.
Leanne speaking.
All right, Leanne.
Hello.
Hello. Do you know who this is?
No.
It's Scott Mills from Radio 1.
Hello.
Maybe kind of wondering why I'm calling you, aren't you?
I am indeed.
Right, you know someone called Tracy, yeah?
I do, yes.
Is she your best friend, would you say?
Yes, I would say that, yes.
Now, she's been telling me that you've had a bit of a rough time lately.
Not the best.
Yeah. And she has just asked me to tell you that you mean a lot to her, so much, and that she thinks you're really brave, and that you're a complete star, really.
Oh, how lovely.
However, actually, let her do it. She's here now on the phone. Say hello.
Hello.
I just wanted to let you know how much I love you and how proud I am of you for everything you've got, so.
Yeah. Oh, bless you.
Tell Leanne what you were telling me.
I've said what a sweetheart you are and how much I love you and you mean so much to me and how hard it was when you're in hospital for everybody and how much we missed you and we just wanted to be cuddling you all the time and just wanted to know how great you are really and we're all so proud of you. You've come so far.
Oh, thank you for being there for me and... I really couldn't have done it without you and everybody. I really couldn't have done it.
What are you doing this weekend?
No plans.
Really?
Yeah.
Right, well, we're going to send you away together, if that's all right with you.
Oh, brilliant.
On a bit of a girly weekend, so you can spend
really?
A bit of time together, you can relax a bit, have some fun. What do you say?
Fantastic.
That'd be all right?
Yeah.
Bit of shopping, some dinner. Bit of a posh hotel, what do you say?
That'd be great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Listen, have a really good weekend and will you let us know how you get on as well?
I certainly will do. Thank you so much.
No worries.
I love you, Leanne.
Love you too, love.
Thank you, Tracy. Thank you, Leanne. Let us know how you get on.